What is up, guys? Welcome to the Anchor Podcast. We're starting fresh again. We started the podcast, but something wrong happened, and I kind of stopped it, took a break for it, and I came back, and here I am. Episodes will be coming out after COVID. It will be weekly episodes, and sometimes you could wait up to 10 days for an episode. But for COVID, I'm going to be doing daily briefings. So, yeah, good afternoon, everyone. Whoever is watching, I'm actually still a student, but still a YouTuber with 2,000 subscribers, 100,000 views. My YouTube channel is Sajee's Place on YouTube. Go check it out. I make gaming content, but on this podcast, we talk about anything happening in this world, such as COVID happening right now. So, let's get started with the daily briefing. Let's get started with New York City and New York State in general, actually. We have news from Governor Andrew Cuomo, who said that today's hospitalizations fell to 706, down from 714, which is pretty good, actually. And there were 9 fatalities yesterday. Today, there were 13 fatalities. And the day before yesterday, they recorded the least amount of fatalities ever, 2 COVID-related fatalities, which I gotta give props to. Good job, Andrew. Today, I got the numbers on the tests, the facts, 69,000 tests, 69,698 tests, and 811 came back positive. So we could see it's a bit increasing, but I guess it's because they're testing a bit more. So let's see, because it's still hovering around the 1% area, which is actually pretty good. If they see an alarming rise in total positives, they will, if they keep on seeing that for a certain amount of time, they will move back their reopening plan, which I think would be necessary. So new positives, it seems to go up and down. It's been down from before. When he stopped doing briefings, when it was at, let's see, because he stopped doing briefings at one point. I forgot the day, but he did stop doing daily briefings, which I was a very big fan of. Let's see, Andrew Cuomo stops daily briefings. Cuomo's end to daily briefings June 17th. So June 19th, actually. So June 19th, they were at about 716 positives, and it's about hovering about there. Hospitalizations, it was at 1,220, so they went through the 1,000, that's good, and here they are. And after he actually paused daily briefings, there was actually some days where it actually went up. So the first time in, let's say, 2 months or so, it actually went up. For a few days, actually, it wasn't just one day. The first day it went up 38, then it went up a few times. Gender deaths, New York coronavirus deaths by gender, female has always been down 43%, male is 57%. New York coronavirus deaths by age, we had a total of 80 and older, racking in with 40%, 70 to 79, 26%, 19, 60 to 69 is 19%, 50 to 59 is 10%, 40 to 49 is 3.4%, and 39 and younger is 1.8%. So obviously what we would see normally, the older people are dying because they have, let's say, chronic diseases. So, yep. New deaths, absolutely mind-blowing, basically plateaued. It hit 25,000 a few days ago, but on July 14th, but basically plateaued when Andrew Cuomo put a stop to daily briefings. It was at 24,710, so in a month it just got 300 deaths, which is absolutely mind-blowing, knowing that in one day they would get literally double that, which is absolutely pew. Brooklyn holding the actually number two deaths. Queens holding the most positives, not most most per 10,000. So New York City holds 222,000 positive results, 222,832. 265 people per every 10,000 people are infected in New York. 16,000 deaths in New York, 19 deaths per 10,000 people. In Queens, they see the most positive, 67,000. We see some parts of Queens are increasing. Some zip codes were at 50% when the COVID started around. Luckily, we see that it is down. We see a rise in Bronx a bit at 1.9% yesterday. Queens, all parts of New York, all counties are looking down, which is good. Staten Island, 14,000. Manhattan, 30,000. Bronx, 49,000. Brooklyn, 61,000. And Queens, 67,000 positive. We see Nassau, number two, 42,000 positive. Suffolk, also with 42,000. Westchester, Rockland. Westchester with 35,000. Rockland with 13,000. Orange County with 10,000. Erie County, 8,000. Monroe County, 4,000. Duchess, 4,000. Onondaga, 3,000. Albany, 2,000. Oneida, 1,000. Looking towards 2,000. We see a pretty good change in New York City. New York City is plateauing and has plateaued from before. Okay, I think that's basically it for New York State. Let's move on to U.S. Also, a disclaimer, if you are partying in New York State or wherever you are, please put an end to partying. Partying should not be allowed. Partying is absolutely, it's not good for the environment. I'm not saying it's not good, but it's going to put us in a lot of danger. I've went out with a mask a few times just to go for shopping and playing. But obviously I social distance with my friends, but I saw like probably five bars having like no social distancing, no people wearing masks, and I just thought to myself, these bars need to get their license away. So if Andrew Cuomo, if you are listening to this, please come to the 82nd Street area, 82nd Street in Queens County, in New York City. We need you. Please take these bars. Please take their license away. These bars are not doing anything to slow the spread of COVID. They are actually just doing something to increase the spread of COVID. And I don't tolerate this. I don't think Andrew Cuomo would anyways. But Andrew Cuomo has taken bars license away, but New York City is having tons of bars. We could see Astoria is having a lot of large gatherings. And even if New York State is at 700 hospitalizations, it's not zero. Don't party. And if you do party, social distance, wear a mask, and don't make some excuses like, oh, I can't breathe, I have asthma, I still wear a mask. Don't use this excuse just to not wear a mask. Would you rather die from some chronic disease or die because you don't wear a mask? Just wear a mask. It's not that hard. And just social distance. Would you want someone just touching you all the time? No. So just social distance and we're all going to be good. Changing hospitalizations, -8, total positives, 409,697, and new tests, 69,000, total deaths at 25,000. Let's take a look at the world, how the world is doing with COVID. After 10 minutes, the New York briefing is over. The world, 15 million cases, 9 million recoveries, approaching the 10 million recoveries mark, 600,000 deaths, 4 million confirmed cases for USA, 2 million confirmed cases. Brazil, India has 1.2 million. Russia, 795,000. South Africa, 394,000. Peru, 366. Mexico, 362. Chile, 338. Spain, 317. UK, 297. Iran, 284. Pakistan, 269. Saudi Arabia, 260. Italy, 245. Turkey, 223. And Colombia, 218. And Bangladesh, with 216,000. The deaths are suspicious for Bangladesh, knowing they have 200,000 cases, only 2,000 deaths. Somewhat suspicious, knowing that one in some days, Bangladesh just got, 17,000 cases, 17,000 recoveries in one day. Pretty suspicious that Bangladesh could be lying about what they're saying. We could see that cases are, it looks to be a bit down, but I think COVID is still circulating around Bangladesh. But the scientists even say that Bangladesh is not going with the guidelines. No one's social distancing. Everything's closed down, but it looks like it's going down. But I don't really, I can't really say anything for that because I really do think they're still in this outbreak and they're just not reporting data because, you know, they can't just be over in less than two months. USA went from March. They can't be over with 1 month in 1 or 2 months. And Bangladeshi's cricketers resume training one by one. Man arrested in Bangladesh over fake COVID-19 certificates. I think it's pretty suspicious about how the data is looking for them. I see a spike where it says 17,000 recoveries in one day for Bangladesh, 3,000 cases, 17,000 recoveries. I mean, I don't think any country has ever done that before. One day they didn't even confirm, they didn't even report cases or recoveries nor death. 2 days they were down and then they just spiked back up again. I find this really suspicious because, who knows? They could just be lying about whatever they're doing. We do see a slight increase in the deaths. And the deaths we see from 31 to 34, then to 37 to 41 to 50. So, yep, we're seeing a bit of an increase. Bangladesh holding 216,000 positives. Yeah. So let's look at COVID loader to see what the estimated time is for every country having cases. So the U.S. is having one case every 1.47 seconds. Absolutely horrendous. Very bad for the U.S. Think of it. Every 1 second, someone in U.S. gets a confirmed positive test for coronavirus. It's scary knowing that every second, one person in any of the 50 states and territories is getting infected with COVID. And most of them are from Florida, Texas, areas that are seeing an outbreak. We're seeing over 40 states, including the territory of District Columbia, seeing a rise, alarming rise in cases. We could see that the east part of the U.S., with mostly Democrat governors, are actually doing a pretty good job. I don't know if it's because they're Republicans or something, but it seems like the Democrat governors are actually doing a pretty good job. We see that Brazil has the fastest death rate. So the fastest death rate is Brazil. Brazil gets a death every 99 seconds. India gets a death every 2 minutes. Same with United States, Mexico, 3 minutes. South Africa, 4 minutes. We could see Bangladesh gets a death every 31 minutes, which totals out to be around 48 deaths. Bangladesh gets a case every 34 seconds. Let's look at the case rate. United States, 1.47 seconds every one case. Every one case in India takes 1.95 seconds. One case every 2 seconds in Brazil. One case every 9 seconds. South Africa, one case every 12 seconds. Colombia, 15 seconds for Russia. 15 seconds for Argentina, 15 seconds for Mexico, 19 seconds for Peru, 29 seconds for Iraq, 34 seconds for Iran, Bangladesh with 34 seconds. We could see that, let's have a look at the stats in the U.S. The U.S. has been seeing an alarming rise in daily confirmed cases. We see 12,000 tests coming back confirmed for per million population. We see a 47% recovery rate, 3% fatality rate. So 0.5% cases in ICU, 49% cases receiving treatment. Daily cases has been up, rises up to 81,000, record high. Today, so far, absolutely horrible stats. We have just in 14 hours, 36,000 positive results, 14,000 recoveries, and 500 deaths. Deaths have been pretty low. It's not as high as before. But as we can see, the United States is coming in for a second wave, which isn't very good news. We're going to use our source, Worldometer. It looks like Canada's doing pretty good. Canada's actually seeing a bit of a rise. Yeah, Canada is seeing a rise in cases. Went down all the way, 67 cases. And Canada is seeing a rise in cases. So if you're listening from Canada, some parts of Canada are seeing rises, so make sure you wear a mask, social distance. So yeah, U.S. not looking good for the U.S. It looks like Florida is number 3 now, supposed to catch up. California is going to catch up to New York any second. And Worldometer actually says New York State has 437,000, but Worldometer is a bit inaccurate due to, according to Andrew Cuomo's stats, we could see California 425,000 COVID cases, 164,000 Los Angeles. So we see like the most popular areas are seeing a lot of cases. There's also a lot of recoveries that are happening. California actually never saw that big of a rise. It's actually saw a rise from the beginning. It's never Like, it's always been battling COVID, but here is where it just goes crazy, and it's just skyrocketing. So, active cases looks like they went down a bit. Let's take a look at New York's active cases. The last time I saw it was at 200,000, 209,000. Let's see what it's at right now. Oh my gosh, 146,000 active cases of COVID in New York. Congratulations, New York. You've almost beat COVID. You are probably going to beat COVID. Let's see. In like 20 days, it went down. Like, well, how much did it go down? It went down like 100,000. Absolutely immaculate. The highest point we saw was basically June 30th, where we saw 296,232 active cases, and then it's been down all the way since. So in my hometown in Queens, let's see, oh, we can actually see per county. That's a rip. We could see recoveries in New York, 264,000 recovered. Very good. I'm really happy they're recovered now. But yeah, I need to actually take a look at Bangladesh. But first, let's actually take a look in Florida. Florida thought they were done with COVID, always plateaued. But then the waves started coming in. Everyone started reopening, trying to get out of their homes. And here it is. They see an absolute rise from 89,000 cases all the way up. In the beginning of July, they were at 158,000. 20 days, they got over 200,000. Daily cases, 9,000. Yep. Active cases were plateaued. Started reopening plan. When they saw the first day down, and then they started reopening. And here and the rest, it just keeps on going. Total deaths has actually always been up, but they have seen a rise. Total deaths actually look like something similar to Canada's total cases. But Canada total cases were basically plateaued. And then this is happening. But other states that aren't seeing a rise, please stay vigilant. Yeah, anyone from Florida, California could just come to New York State and then just start the whole virus again. We are not seeing a rise in New Jersey. It seems like these states are doing good, but we did see a small plateau, actually increase in New Jersey in active cases. It was 55,000, now 56,000. You saw New Jersey was at its highest point, 132,000 active cases, and then it went on its decrease, 133,000 active cases, actually. And then it went on its decrease, and here it is at 50,000. So congratulations, New Jersey. Hopefully you don't see a increase again. But it went down 50,000 in 20 days. New York State went down 100,000, but it will plateau. It will be pretty slow the lower they get, which is obviously just normal. As we were saying, I just need to start another session, but we could see that cases are going down in New Jersey. We saw a bit up yesterday, but in currently infected, which is active cases, but it's probably going to go down. It's probably just a one-time thing. So my prayers go out to New Jersey. Hopefully it goes down. My prayers do go out to everyone in the cases in states that are rising, and any country that is dealing with COVID. I hope your country gets better. But yeah, so we're seeing a really good rise. Not a good rise, but it's a very big rise, which is not very good. For some countries, you could see California is going to overtake New York is in let's say 1 or 2 days. Let's see how many cases they get on a daily basis. So they get like, 12,000 cases, 10 or 12,000 cases, which is, they're probably going to overtake New York probably either today or tomorrow, which is not good. They're saying it's their highest peak, 12,000 cases, high. We can see infected active cases are actually down. Let's see. New York State actually holds the most amount of recoveries, I think. Yeah, in one day, they got a lot. Let's see. Did it say recoveries? Yeah, it doesn't say recoveries. Oof. The recovery rate in the U.S. 93%, death rate 7%. Pretty good, but a lot of people are being infected with COVID. So yeah, it's not good. So we're seeing a lot of a rise in cases in a lot of states actually. Over 40 states are seeing rises in cases. Also, with some territories are also seeing rise in their confirmed COVID cases. So I wish them all the best. Thank you guys for watching the first episode of the Sajid Plays podcast. This is a new start, new refreshment. So thank you all for watching. I'll see you guys next time tomorrow. But yeah, for the next briefing. So yeah, see you guys.